Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, we speak about a lot of issues in the business sector. We speak about a lot of issues in the agricultural sector. We've spoken about bird flu, for example, and why chicken costs more. But now the Competition Commission is getting involved and they're looking into the poultry industry.
Yep, this is a very interesting one, Cesar, because if you consider the fact that chicken is also the primary source of protein for many South African households, it does really have far-reaching effects in terms of its attractiveness, the business side of the sector, and most importantly, just getting a deeper understanding of its operations. Now, according to the Competition Commission, they are going to launch a probe, an inquiry into the poultry industry, and this is far-reaching and wide-reaching. They do mention that poultry in South Africa is the largest agricultural subsector, accounting for at least 17.8% of agricultural output and employs just under 140,000 people. So if you think about the socioeconomic aspects as well, this is quite significant. So they've highlighted that they are going to look at a full range of issues, looking at pricing, access, vertical integration, imports and competitiveness, contract farming, right down to retail and downstream markets, including transformation within the sector. They have highlighted that this will essentially cover, you know, everything from the egg that is produced right down to covering various types of chicken meat that are produced. What's interesting is that they also have mentioned, and some companies have come forward so far to actually say that they are actively engaging with the Competition Commission to provide the necessary insight. If you consider the likes of Astral Food, RCL, which owns Rainbow Chicken, Country Bird and Sovereign Chickens, these are all companies that actually account for at least 63% of the poultry production in the country. And so far, Astral Foods is one of those that has come forward to say that they have engaged in meaningful dialogue with the Competition Commission. Now, this particular inquiry is also open to the public. So if anyone does have any feedback that they'd like to provide to the Competition Commission, the Commission has highlighted that they are open to that feedback and will include it within their findings. So an intriguing one, and I think, as you've mentioned, does paint a very intricate picture of what it is like being a poultry producer South Africa. They've had moments and years where they've reported record profits, but also have been down in the dumps being plagued by bird flu, chicken dumping in the country, and just the lack of competitiveness that we've seen in the local market. So hopefully on the back of this inquiry, we might see some positive change.
So people in the mining sector, specifically chrome producers, are calling for support in South Africa. What kind of support are we looking at?
It's more than just tariffs, and they're actually quite upset. They've been speaking to a number of representatives, and there's also the Chrome Association's industry in South Africa, which represents a large number of players. If you think about the likes of Sibanye-Stillwater, Mirafe Resources, and Glencore, these are all JSE-listed companies who have actually highlighted that there have been significant redundancies at their facilities and have been calling on the government to actually offer support when it comes to the adequate provision of electricity, power supply, and municipal services within the provinces that they operate in. However, it does seem as though government is actually looking to consider a 25% levy on raw chrome ore exports that are coming into the country. Now, this is expected to actually provide a buffer for the local producers. They're still in talks, from what we understand, with the International Trade Association and key partners that we happen to have relationship with. But a lot of the local manufacturers are saying we need a lot more than that to actually ensure that there's adequate productivity in the country. If you consider that we've also seen a number of smelters actually closed down, about 14 of them in the country. We've lost more than 350,000 jobs within that sector. These calls are very significant. South Africa is also not a small player when it comes to the global ferrochrome production industry. We actually provide at least 70% of global chromite reserves that are present in the country underground, and that essentially is exported as ferrochrome. So tough decisions that have to be made, and yet again, another industry that is calling for a level of support and intervention from the government.
Yeah, things are tough in mining all around. I mean, we've spoken about how Botswana's economy is tanking because the demand for diamonds has also kind of dipped. Anyway, let's move on and look at the markets. What are they looking like?
Markets, well, I left for 2 weeks and I come back to new all-time highs. So maybe there's something in the magic there, not just on the JSE All Share Index, but also in Bitcoin. But let's start off with the Aussie. 109,778 points is where we closed off on Friday. Bear in mind, international markets are also having a field day. Markets in Japan this morning also opening up a lot firmer as there are some potential political changes there. Let's not forget, last week we also saw the U.S. government shutdown, which itself also played into the hands of us actually improving when it comes to our performance against the dollar. Bitcoin, though, Sizwe, is one that we've touched on for years on end. And this time again, reaching new all-time highs. At one point, it was above $125,000. It has come down ever so slightly, but there's much expectation from many market participants and investment analysts that I spoke to last week, who actually say we might continue to see this buoyancy in the market, but also when it comes to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a few others. Let's talk currencies now. We're at 17.26 against the US dollar. So again, showing a level of strength, largely on the back of dollar weakness there, though. 23.20 against the pound, and now 20.22 against the euro.
Thank you very much. We bring you Kaya Biz. You know how it is, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulet Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.